Okay, and we're back. The Illuminati News Hour radio podcast show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast. I'm your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith, and my co-host is Sister Harvey. If you're new to this podcast, you just stumbled across this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and hit that notification bell, because that's the only way you're going to get notified when we drop these breaking news stories. You know what I'm saying? If you want to donate and you want to support this truth, well, the Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio FUND Fund. And what we got on the agenda today is, I believe, Sister Harvey?
Yes?
What we got today? Oh, Cat Williams. Williams. That's right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Cat Williams says there is no cancel culture on Joe Budden podcast. Comedian Cat Williams has thrown his take on cancel culture into the ring, and he doesn't think it's all that bad. On an episode of the Joe Budden...
Oh, Lord, ain't this something? It never fails. But go ahead.
Okay. On an episode of Joe Budden podcast that released on June 4th, Williams discussed his upcoming film, The House Next Door. So he got a film coming up, The House Next Door.
Oh yeah, you know they calmed that Negro down. You know what I'm saying? Cat Williams used to be loose with the lips. Yeah, I mean,
yes, I remember.
Shona was. He used to tell all about the mansion parties. He used to tell about Professor Overtheen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he used to go hard with the lips, with his lips. Now he do other things with his lips. They cut him.
What happened to him? Because I noticed he ain't been in the spotlight lately. Look, they didn't shut him down for a while.
They had to. You know what I'm saying?
And all the stuff he didn't put out there.
Yeah, it was either they shut him down or they should kill him.
Or like they did, they can and shut him down.
Yeah.
And when he regret what he said, he got his stuff back. So now he coming up with a new movie, The House Next Door, Meet the Blacks 2.
So he got a new, so Cat Williams got a movie.
So they didn't gave him, okay.
But I thought that, but Cat Williams, I know you're listening, Cat Williams, I thought you know what I'm saying, you was banned. I thought they was blocking you from the industry. I thought you couldn't get the opportunities that everybody else got, Cat Williams. What happened? Now you got a movie? Now, unless you're funding this movie with your own cash and you are distributing it independently on independent networks, if you ain't doing it like that, then you done damn bent over the desk as well. Then the same thing that you was talking about everybody else, you were doing. Because in order for you to have a movie with a movie production company producing your movie, you got to play ball. And not only if it's signed to a movie production company, it also, you are getting it distributed through the Elite's channel of distribution. If you're getting it distributed through the Elite's channel of distribution, you are doing the same thing that you was so-called exposing.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying?
Who is Joe Budden? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I call him Joe Butthole. You know what I'm saying? That's what he is. Yeah, because he's an old washed up rapper who, you know what I'm saying, could not make it rapping no more. So, you know what I'm saying? So he bent over the desk and started to slurp and gurp just to get a podcast deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he got a podcast deal, and he got, you know what I'm saying, some little money from Spotify, you know what I'm saying, a little deal with Spotify to host his podcast. So, you know what I'm saying? So he done slurped and gurped, and you know what I'm saying? But that's who Joe Budden is. But
The House Next Door, Meet the Blacks 2, that's his new movie, and The Conversation soon turned to comedy in the age of the internet. Where do you stand on comics' ability to be comics without judgment and repercussions from cancel culture? Budden asked Williams, who replied with several fitting analogies. Some of these things are for the benefit of everything. Nobody likes the speed limit, but it's necessary.
And let me tell you something. It's no such thing as canceled culture. You know what I'm saying? That's a made-up name. Because if you are canceled, like say you are banned from Twitter, or you are banned from, I'm going to give an example. They have banned me from Twitter. I don't even use Twitter. The only thing I do on Twitter is I am following a whole bunch of news sites just to get my news. That's the only thing I use Twitter for. I don't hardly post nothing to Twitter or anything like that. But yet, they banned my IP address from Twitter. So, what did I do? All I did was went to the Google Play Store and downloaded a brand new browser, and I used that brand new browser just to use Twitter. So it's no such thing as canceled, because if you cancel, all you have to do is just get a new IP address and come back as, I'm going to give you another example, on Facebook. They took down one of my Facebook pages, PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. They took that down. So all I did was went and got a new telephone number and signed up for the same Facebook. I've got the same Facebook name, just a different telephone number. It's just, you know what I'm saying? So it's no such thing as cancel. The same thing with YouTube. If you banned from YouTube, all you have to do is just get a brand new telephone number or a brand new email address or a brand new IP address and open up another Google account.
Yeah.
It's very easy. I'm right now on YouTube, I'm on my 20th channel. You know what I'm saying? When they knock me down, I come right back up. I bounce back. And if you got loyal followers, you know what I'm saying? Those loyal followers will find you, and you will, boom, you're back again. There's no such thing as canceled, because if you got loyal followers are going to follow you wherever you go. So you're going to always have a fan base because you got loyal followers. So, I guess what Cat Williams is talking about, cancel is meaning being banned from Hollywood. That gotta be what it is, because there ain't no such thing as no canceled culture. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let's cancel him because, you know what I'm saying? And the only reason why somebody wants to cancel somebody or wants to block somebody, and that's what it is, another word for being blocked. The only reason why a person want to block somebody is because that person don't want to hear the truth.
And that's another reason. Right?
That's what it all comes down to. But go ahead, Sister Harvey.
They don't want to hear the truth. You're right. Some of these things are for the benefit of everything. This is Cat Williams talking. Nobody likes the speed limit, but it's necessary. Nobody likes the shoulder of the road, but it's there for a reason. Williams said, people aren't all that extremely funny back when they could say whatever they wanted to say. At the end of the day, there's no cancel culture. Cancellation doesn't have its own culture. William then continued to elaborate on his point, arguing that changing one's language to be more sensitive won't hurt any comedian's career. I don't know what people got canceled. I don't know what people got canceled that we wish.
Stop right there, Cesari. He said he said cancel culture was not change nobody's career.
He said, wait a minute, at the end of the day, there's no cancel culture. Cancellation doesn't have its own culture. And he elaborated on his point. Go ahead, Pastor.
Because if he said cancellations don't change a person's career, Cat Williams, what happened to your career as a speaker? You got canceled. You cannot say. You ain't said nothing worth a damn yet. We haven't heard shit from you, Cat Williams, until now. Until you want to promote a movie that you done bent over the desk from, you know what I'm saying? You done slurped and gurped, you know what I'm saying? You done slurped your way to a movie deal. Ain't that something?
That's the only way it's happening.
Yeah. So
other than that, you still be ghost.
Exactly. So he's no longer speaking out, you know, he can't speak out against, because Cat Williams was a bad mamma jamma.
Was. I like him better than Kevin Hart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
He was real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you your props, Cat Williams. You was a bad mamma jamma before. Now, what's this new Cat Williams?
He let them shut him down.
Yeah. This new Cat Williams is kind of like the new Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
The thing about it is the fact that he's saying, he arguing that changing one's language. Now, this is him talking now. Is he listening to himself? Changing one's language to be more sensitive won't hurt any comedian's careers. But this is what he's saying out of his mouth.
And he's speaking about himself because he changed his language because we have not heard anything from you as far as what you used to do yet. So you change your language because them alphabet girls done made you change your language. You know what I'm saying? The elites have made you stop speaking about the things that you, were speaking about.
Yeah, the things you were revealing. Yeah. Supposed to be
correct. Yeah, I mean, I like the Cat Williams. Cat, you know what I'm saying? Cat Williams, to me.
Oh, my God. He had me in tears last. Mm-hmm. Lord,
to me, besides Bernie Mac, Cat Williams was the only real, you know what I'm saying, comedian of this time. The only real comedian. He was. Now he's just, you know what I'm saying, he's a has-been now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, no telling what he did to get that movie deal. And I know what he
did to get it.
Yeah, I know what he did to get that movie deal. He had some extra knee pads and a baby's bib. He had a baby's bib around his neck so that he won't get himself messed up, and he had some knee pads on.
Slurping and gurping.
Yep. And burping too.
You just funny as you can be, Pastor. Oh,
the
girl, you just added that one on. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Hey, I guess I can add something on. I mean, the LGBT be adding on letters. Now it's LGBTQPXYZ. You know what I'm saying? Cat Williams. And you know, before Cat Williams, you notice something. Before, Cat Williams could not go on any major platform and speak before. He could not go on any major platform. You know what I'm saying?
I used to look for him. I used to look for him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The only way you, the only way you can, the only way you can hear from Cat Williams is if he was on his own platform, his social media platform, or when he was promoting one of his shows. You know what I'm saying? Letting you know, say like a quick promo of one of his, you know what I'm saying, his shows, and that had to be third party.
Right.
But you mean to tell me he sat down with Joe Budden? And Joe Budden is considered a major platform because Spotify made it that way. You know what I'm saying? Spotify gave him the check, because I won't be too surprised if Joe Budden got on his knee pads and slurped and gurped Spotify's, you know what I'm saying, Strollum sack. That's what Joe Budden... But you know what Joe Budden, you know what Joe Budden's biggest song was called?
No, what was it?
Pump it up. That's Joe Budden's major hit song. Pump it up.
We know
why you made that song, Joe Budden. Pump it up. They pumping you up. but go ahead, Sasari.
And Cat Williams goes on saying, I don't know. I think the word's supposed to be why. It say what, and it don't even sound right. I don't know what people got. No, it's, I don't know why people got canceled that we wish we had back. Who are they?
Why is
it's done for a reason. It's done for, and it helped. Williams said.
Now listen to this. If this was Cat Williams back in the day, he wouldn't say, I don't know why people got canceled. He would say, I know why people got canceled.
The opposite.
Yeah, because they told the truth. That's why people got canceled, because they told the truth. The truth gets censored, not a lie.
Well, you mean it's done for a reason, and it's done for it's done for, and it helped who it helped. William says, if all that's going to happen is that we have to be more sensitive in the way we talk, isn't that what we want anyway? I'm saying your job as a comedian is to please the most amount of people with your art. So if you want to offend somebody, nobody took those words away from you. But don't call somebody this word when you know it affects all of these people. What people are you talking about?
Just say it. It affects, we can say, we're on a freely speaking podcast. It affects the faggots. Yeah, that's what it is. It affects the faggots and the homos. You know what I'm saying? So when you say faggot, you know what I'm saying? It affects the faggots. When you say homo, it affects the homo. Why don't you speak like you're supposed to be speaking, Cat Williams?
We're talking in code.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's
how you know he's sold out. You know what I'm saying? He don't want to damn speak to... He speak, sugarcoat and stuff. We don't sugarcoat nothing around here. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Around here, it affects these type of people. What type of people? Black people? White people? What type of people? Because the nigger word don't affect niggers. Because niggers call niggers every damn day. They're not affected. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, my nigger?
What's up? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Niggas affect niggas every... I say the nigga word every day. So that nigga word shouldn't affect nobody.
But he ain't talking about that. We know what he talking about.
He talking about the faggot. Faggot and homos. That's what he talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make me ice cream shop. I'm gonna start being an ice cream shop. You know what I'm saying? And I put it right next to Ben and Jerry's. Mine's gonna be called Homos and Faggots. The homos ice cream is gonna be brown, and the lesbian ice cream is gonna be pink.
They're gonna gonna be picketing in front of your store and everything. All of them.
Come on in, the homos and faggots, everybody. We giving away free samples of homos and faggot ice creams.
This has nothing to do with y'all. I'm just, this name of my ice cream is called This Flavor. I have a new flavor that has never been out. My original title of this is Faggot, okay? And Homos. These are flavors. Which one you want?
Exactly. Because if you go over to England and you ask for a single cigarette is called a fag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Do they get offended by that?
No. A single cigarette is called a fag. And happy means gay.
You got an ice cream shop you running? Your flavors is faggy and homo.
Yeah.
They got a problem with it? Oh, well.
I'm going to advertise it. I'm gonna pay Hot 97 and Power 105 to advertise my commercial. Come down to Homos and Faggots to get your ice cream.
You know they're going to use the children. Oh, no. What about the kids? They can't be coming here to get no faggot and homo ice cream. But it doesn't matter because now they got... What you been teaching lately?
Yeah.
How they make now children can decide if they want to be a boy or a girl?
Exactly. It shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Here you go, little Susie. You know what I'm saying? Here goes your lesbian ice cream. Here's your free lesbian ice cream. but go ahead.
He then concluded that if comics feel uncomfortable with cancel culture, there you go with that, they may want to reconsider their career path. If these are the confines that keep you from doing the craft God put you to do, then it probably ain't for you, William say. Growth is part of being an adult. Really good. Hollywood was quick to take to Twitter to praise him. They praised him.
Hollywood praised him, huh? Praise him.
That's what he's talking about right now.
Exactly.
They praised. And they didn't think that's how he got his stuff there. Come on.
Exactly. That's how he got his stuff there. They praise his change. They broke him down the same way when we came in here on those cargo slave ships. You know what they did to the strongest man? They chopped his stronum off. They chopped his balls off and they put it in a jar. You know what I'm saying? That's to demasculize that man. That's what they did to Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying? Now Cat Williams sound like talking like an old faggot. I won't be too surprised if he got himself a tranny on speed dial.
Maybe.
You know what
I'm saying? But what's tripping me out is Hollywood wasn't slow. Hollywood was quick to take to Twitter to praise Williams for his words. Some even pointed out the irony of Williams making this statement on Budden's podcast, which has found itself in the center of controversy recently following the firing of co-host Royal Pharrell and Jamal Ball, Clay, and allegations of sexual harassment against Bud from fellow podcast Olivia Dope, for which he then apologized. See Twit reaction below.
Damn.
Oh my God, everybody's sending them tweets and stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody in that. I love Cat Williams. Answer to cancel culture. Somebody named Sister Leah Abraham. Cat Williams breaking down cancel culture is an adult of brilliance to do it on. Joe Budden's show is also simultaneously tragic and extra hilarious. Somebody named Zach. I love Cat Williams. Answer to cancel culture. This is the proper answer to cancel culture questions. Be comedian. Cat Williams nailed it. Everybody falling for this.
Yeah.
It's just...
That's the brain. That's the vaccine talking.
Yeah, they follow
him.
They like that.
That's the vaccine talking. That's why they want the whole world vaccinated. So the whole world can go with this bullshit.
And that is the end of the report.
All right, people. That's going to wrap it up for this podcast. We want this news report. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Illuminati News Hour radio podcast show. Right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. My co-host is Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Hit that notification bell so you can be notified when we drop these breaking news stories every day. Also, if you want to donate to this truth, you can do so by Cash App, $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio FUND fund. And don't forget, you know what I'm saying, if you want to tune into our weekly Bible study classes, go to Facebook and type in 90.1 Israelite Radio, and you can tune into our Bible study classes over there on Facebook. And I think that's going to wrap it up. Till next time, stay tuned and stay away from cancel culture.
That is so funny. I'm